Now we come to the 84th Psalm, and here again the Leviticus character, this section, comes out. And this is a psalm of the sons of Korah. Now, the sons of Korah served, actually, in the temple, first in the tabernacle. I have a reference here of that, and I'm sure that when all of us passed over it, we paid very little attention to it. I know that when I had it here on the Through the Bible program, I merely referred to this chapter. That's 1 Chronicles, the 26th chapter. But now go back and look at it in the light of this psalm. Concerning the divisions of the porters of the Korahites was of Meshelemi, the son of Kori, the son of Asaph, and so on. Then it has this long list of that family of the Korahites. Now, Korah led the rebellion, you remember, one of them that led the rebellion against Moses, and he was judged. But now, by the grace of God, they're the Levites, they're serving in the tabernacle, and here in the temple of God. Now we read in verse 12, among these were the divisions of the porters, even among the chief men, having duties like one another to minister in the house of the Lord. It says they cast lots, that for every man a gate. Now that means these men, strong, robust Levites, they guarded the temple. They guarded the tabernacle and then the temple. At every gate they were there to watch over it. This is a remarkable psalm. And in view of that, why we have here the temple and tabernacle called to our attention. Listen to the way it begins. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. How wonderful that this is. Listen to him now. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Is that your heart cry today? Do you love to meet with God's people? And I recognize today that in some churches you don't get much fellowship. And you get more gossip and criticism than you can get anything else. But my friend, that's the place for fellowship. And there's some wonderful churches about over this land. I hope there's one in your neighborhood where the Word of God is preached and Christ is exalted. And if it is, you ought to go there and see if there isn't a fellowship of believers there. Because that's where you and I are going to grow. That's where we're going to be blessed. Now, I think this is lovely. These Korahites, they saw, as they were serving in the tabernacle and temple later on, they saw this. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself. I think they probably built nests around the temple of Solomon later on, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. And this man who wrote this psalm, as he looked up and saw that, he said, I want to dwell like that. I want to be that close to God. And he comes to verse 9. Behold, O God, our shield. You remember the Lord Jesus called attention to that. Why, he says, you take that little sparrow. Why, they're not worth anything. In fact, you'd like to get rid of them. The way they chatter around and they mess up everything. Dirty little old bird. And the Lord Jesus said, not one of those sparrows fall but what my Father sees it. And actually, the language is stronger than that. He says, that sparrow falls in the lap of my Father. Knows all about it. And so the psalmist now can say, behold, O God, our shield. You're our shield. And look upon the face of thine anointed. Now remember, we have seen that that means the Messiah. Look upon the face of the Messiah. You see, he revealed the face of God down here. Now listen to verse 10. The sanctuary, as in the book of Leviticus, is the very center of the life of that nation. There was a day when the church was the center of social life in this country. It's not even the center of religious life today, but ought to be. Verse 10, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand days anywhere else. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And that's what this Korahite, that's what he was, a doorkeeper. He said, I'd rather have my job than to be a rich man way off yonder somewhere. There's some people that look at their watch on Sunday morning to see if the preacher's going overtime. The psalmist here says, I'd rather spend one day in God's house than 1,000 anywhere else. What a rebuke of many of us in these days, but what a glorious psalm.